14. Alma Sayed sat on the parapet of the tower swinging her legs. From the roof it looked like you could see out over an ocean in one direction and a landscape of sea marsh, water meadow and cliffs in the other. It was perfectly convincing, but it was just a projection. The bird had tried flying out in the spiral, and only got a couple of meters out from the tower's edge before one of its wings had encountered the solid boundary of the screen field. It was perched on the parapet at the girl's side now, looking gloomily out at the troubled waves of the sea. "Bad girl," Halva said half to herself, "it's gone." She kept a watch on developments outside through her neural lace while she looked down at the bird. "The accession," she told it. "It's just disappeared."
"Good riddance,"
the bird said grouchily, "and the grey area flew into the grid," Alba said, her voice trailing off for a moment while she inquired what had happened to Chert Lime. "Ah," she said, discovering the old drone was safe aboard the GSV.
"Pah," said the bird. "It was always a nutter anyway, by all accounts. What's its highness doing?"
"What?"
"The sleeper. Don't suppose it's showing any signs of wanting to end it all, is it?"
"No. It's just stationary there."
"Too much to hope for," muttered the bird.
Alba kept on gazing out at the sea and swinging her legs. She glanced back at the pallid bulge of the translucent dome.
"Wonder how they're getting on." "Wants me to find out," the bird said, brightening.
"No. Just you stay where you are."
"I don't know," the creature grumbled. "Every bastard seems to enjoy ordering me around."
"Oh, do be quiet," Halva told it.
"See what I mean?"
"Shut up,"